All right, official statement on Country Station Gate. It's come to our understanding that a country station is playing during our commercials on our app. My official statement, as tweeted at Happer Show, is yeehaw. Also, we're looking into it. I believe we are nearing a solution to this issue. Hang tight.
Makes me feel good, though, because...
Put on your cowboy boots. You'll be all right.
I sent it up the proverbial ladder, and they're like, yeah, it seems fine. I'm like, no, I'm telling you it's not.
No, I believe we have confirmation that there is an issue at this point. Enough people have commented, and I think we've got confirmation on our side, too. So, yeah, we'll get it taken care of here in short order. Stick with us. But Josh has top five. Winners of the weekend, Josh. Big, long weekend.
That's right. Big weekend full of lots of games. Who won the most this weekend?
Gosh, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
Well, that's not what I wanted.
What?
I didn't have the guy's name written down. Oh, this is embarrassing. I didn't expect to take two phone calls about the app crashing.
People are still calling.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take the phone calls while you are talking. That could be fun. Can I answer on this phone?
Yeah, probably. Oh, I'm sure it works. Hung up, just the same. Oh, okay.
Well, what did this person do? Maybe I can figure out his name.
He beat Usman this weekend at UFC 286. Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Edwards. And still. Seemed like a pretty big deal. Usman, of course, with wrestled
dude,
at Kearney.
Dude, what is going on? What are you doing?
Look, it really rattled me having to answer the phone twice during the break, okay?
Leon Edwards beat Kamaru Usman.
Yes, the former Kearney wrestler. Usman.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
To retain in the third meeting of those two individuals from over the weekend.
And still. We congratulations
move
on. To him. Nobody cared about that except for the notifications I got on my ESPN app.
They love telling you about a fight.
Oh, it's starting now. Oh, it ended.
It was also at a really weird time. I don't know where the fight was, but it was like a lot earlier than a normal UFC fight. Maybe it was in London.
Number four.
I swear I'm more prepared on these other ones.
Our boss is now blaming us via email.
Oh, great, great. Number four is Mikey Labriola.
Mikey Labriola.
He's got a great story. People also forget that. People forget we cover wrestling extensively.
We do talk about it.
On this show, he's a five-time All-American. Mm. That's right. Five-time All-American. National finalist at 174 pounds. Didn't take home the championship, but that doesn't mean he's not a winner. Big winner in our books.
Okay, just in the Josh book?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean
the last guy actually won something. I'm just kidding. Mikey Labriola had a great season. Yeah. Did you see the kid from Iowa lose? And then the mom freak out? She broke her glasses?
I heard about a mom breaking the glasses. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I guess Spencer Lee is like, he, I don't know, never lost, something like that. He must be very, very good. And he ended up losing. Now we got the wrestling people lighting us up. This is bad. We got to get through this top five.
Just power through, Connor.
We're going to get crushed.
Just smile and grit your teeth.
Yep.
You make your own list. You don't like it.
Mikey was great.
Yeah, Mikey's got a great story. People forget. Hey, where's my button?
Three.
This is going swimmingly.
Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Number three, the Tigers from Princeton University.
Mm.
Just like what, like the 11th 2 seed to beat a 15? They beat Arizona.
Yeah, not very often, yeah.
They beat Missouri by 15. That's kind of the thing that's gone.
Yeah, they pretty much control
unspoken.
Missouri.
Like they waxed Missouri.
Yeah, they're. I mean, it's a tough group, that's for sure. I think Arizona. You know, if you played that game 10 times, Arizona probably wins 9.
Sure.
Missouri probably wins like 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, so I think they got them both kind of on the right days, but they thoroughly took care of Missouri.
Absolutely.
And now they get to play the Creighton Blue Jays.
Creighton. All right. Winners of the weekend, number two.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Captain America, Trey Turner.
Yeah, the Grand Slam was electric.
Our new savior. Three home runs this weekend, including a game-winning Grand Slam on Saturday night against Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Salvador Perez had a big hit in that game.
He did. That game Saturday, like last night's game was fun just because you routed Cuba to advance to the finals.
How did Cuba get to that point? I watched like their first game in the World Baseball Classic when they were playing like Italy. They weren't good.
Yeah, Cuba went like 0-2 to start this thing and ran off a bunch of wins to make the semifinals.
Yeah, I don't know how they got to that.
Yeah, but that game Saturday night was electric.
Who are we playing? Are we playing Japan?
Japan and Mexico play tonight. Winner plays Team USA tomorrow.
Okay.
In the finals. So, I mean, it's probably going to be Japan. Let's be honest.
You
but,
never know.
Arozarena is
Randy Arozarena.
Yeah, he's out to win this thing. Like he's
on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For Team Mexico.
Well,
which confused my wife.
Go ahead, whichever team we'll bring it on. As America always says.
A lot of people are very much wanting to see Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout.
Well, maybe they'll get it, maybe they don't. Not up to us.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
We're already in.
Yeah. We're just waiting. Which leads us to the number one winner of the weekend. Maybe you follow me on Twitter. You saw that this was wrapped up pretty early in the weekend.
Can't believe Furman didn't make it.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
What do you have against the Paladins?
Well, Connor, if you listened to the show, you would have known that that wasn't an upset to everyone. Some of us, me in particular, predicted Furman to win on this very segment, this top five segment. I also predicted whoever played Iowa State would win.
You were right.
Sure enough, I was right. 2 out of 5 hit rate on the top five upsets. Maybe not the best hit rate, but still pretty good.
Who's number one?
Number one is FDU. Yeah, the Knights.
What a lovely story with the coach and how fast he talks.
The team that didn't win their conference tournament.
That guy talks like that. Yeah. That guy's crazy. I love him.
The shortest team in... Is it in the tournament or in the NCAA?
I think in college basketball. Yeah,
yeah. They're on average the shortest team in basketball.
And they had to go up against Big Tree Man.
Yeah.
And they took care of him.
And they won.
Tobin. And his name is Tobin. Tobin Anderson. We could beat Purdue.
And one seeds. You need to check those radio booths before you roll the basketballs out there in March, because if Kevin Kugler's calling your game,
yeah, watch out.
You're going down. He is the only radio broadcaster to call both 16-over-1 upsets.
Maybe the only man in the building.
Yeah. But, who was in the building for both of them?
That's a hell of a distinction, actually. Yeah. Very good. Josh, thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
FDU looks forward to their certificate in the mail.
Mm-hmm. I will mail them a certificate.
I have been told that our country music issue should be fixed, so you'll find out about that here in just one moment. Sam McEwen from the World Herald will join the show coming up next on 1620 The Zone.